The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, tonight will mark the start of the 2026 World Cup as Mexico take on South Africa in Mexico City. But what precautions are the authorities taking to ensure it goes off without a hitch? Well, joining us from La Tierra de la Sol and is Stephen Woodman, security analyst. Stephen, you're very welcome to the show. How serious is the security risk in Mexico? Because obviously we had earlier this year, we had some pretty serious security concerns in the country. I imagine the authorities have taken pretty strong action to ensure there's no repeat of that.
Yes, well, thanks for having me. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has guaranteed complete safety for fans. But as you mentioned, there was this background of all this February violence by the Jalisco cartel. So that's still lingering in many people's minds. But the overall consensus is that criminal groups have no intention to disrupt the World Cup. And especially there's a view that there will be no targeting of fans or tourists at all. That seems, you know, almost out of the question completely at the moment.
Because they're afraid of the rot of the authorities and perhaps Donald Trump as well?
Yeah, those are two very important factors. Also, they stand to make a lot of money during the tournament as well from drug dealing and extortion. But yeah, the international pressure and also pressure from the Mexican federal forces is going to contain them.
Okay, so no, are minimal enough concerns there, but some suggestions that workers' representatives could try and disrupt the football.
Yeah, the teachers' union has finally entered into negotiations with President Claudia Sheinbaum, but it's very unclear that they're going to reach a settlement, and they have promised to disrupt the event, including shutting down the airport or routes to the stadium. And there are also a number of other different social protest groups, including families of disappeared people, who are quite active, and they're keen to take advantage of this moment and draw attention to their cause. But the teachers union is particularly radical and poses the greatest threat to disruption in terms of like mobility and traffic.
If there's no solution, the ball won't roll, is the slogan of the protesters.
Exactly, yes. And they have in the past shut down the airport, and they have threatened to do so again during the tournament. So we will have to see what happens on that front.
Okay, just going back to the security issue, I imagine there's a huge security presence on the ground in the various cities that are hosting in Mexico.
Yeah, it's an absolutely massive security deployment. Nearly 100,000 officials are deployed for the event. They are heavily concentrated in the host city, so they should be secure in terms of, you know, cartel activity. There is a risk to, you know, visitors, as in any other place. So pickpockets, for example, that could be an issue. But yeah, the deployments have been heavily concentrated, so concentrated, in fact, that there are hotspots of violence flaring up in other areas outside of these zones.
Okay. In relation to North America and specifically the US, obviously significant visa issues there. And we saw the referee from Sudan, I think it was, being turned back, the first referee from his country who was going to referee in a World Cup match. Is that likely to cause difficulties for supporters, do you think, Stephen?
Well, I mean, there do appear to be delays and issues with people trying to get into the US. And I mean, this is the tournament is being held in the context of much more aggressive border and visa restrictions than previously. And so there have been, you know, multiple controversies. Even the Iraqi forward, Ayman Hussein, was held for 7 hours at Chicago airport. Iran are basing their camp out of Tijuana, Mexico, rather than the US, and they'll have to commute across the border for some of their fixtures. So I think that the sense in Mexico is that these kinds of visa problems are adding to the sense that the tournament is a bit more of a money grab, and it serves the interest of the Trump administration a bit more than previous tournaments. Certainly the tournaments before maybe 2018, when there tends to be more of an inclusive spirit with the World Cup and with the Olympics.
All right, we will leave it there. Stephen Woodman, security analyst in Mexico, La Tierra de la Sal, not La Sierra de la Sal, as I said earlier, my apologies.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.